The book Hebrews, part 265. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheids, a professor Sydney of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which are written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, where he basically used a 1611 King James Bible, and he brought in all the ancient Hebrew sacred names as they were spoken and taught of in the Torah. I have a couple of copies available. Should you require one, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 International Code for South Africa, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, I'm just going to give the website again, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. Hebrews chapter 11, we are still busy with Matthew 17, we're at verse 19. Now he says, now, yesterday morning we saw where the Yafashua just spoke the word and the demons just flee. Then came the disciples to Yafashua apart and said, one side, why could we not cast him out? They tried, they prayed, but why couldn't we cast him out? Then Yafashua said unto them, because of your unbelief. You see, what does that mean? You prayed just because you had to pray. Because if people bring somebody that's sick and they say, Prof, please pray here. Pray for this child. I might not even have been prepared for it. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of time, a lot of things that he's done is just words. But that's what the disciples did. They just used the name of Yafashua, but they did not believe. They did not perform in the resurrection power. All right, Yafashua on that stage hasn't been resurrected, but in the promises of the power of Yafashua. Verse 20. Then, and Yafashua said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence you under yonder place, and it shall remove. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now this is the second time in the Bible that I find that Yafashua is talking about the mustard seed. Yes, it's in all four Gospels, but on two different occasions Yafashua addressed the mustard seed. The first time, as you know, he was going to the temple to pray, and the Bible says he passed a fig tree. And it was not the season of figs. And Yafashua expected a fig. And when he could not find a fig, he cursed the tree. And then they went to the temple. And after days later, they came back, Yahushua and the disciples, and they saw this tree dry into its roots. Now I think the disciples must have stood at the tree and said to Yahushua, how come you expected a fig in the time when it's not the season of the figs? Or they might even have thought it, but not having the guts to maybe ask him. But they definitely had a conversation about this dry fig tree. Then Yahushua used the same wording. He says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, remove yourself and place yourself in the sea. I don't know whether there was a mountain nearby or what, or in the background, but he was addressing this fig tree as a mountain that was standing before these disciples. What did Yahushua want them to do? He wanted these disciples to address this fig tree and speak life into it. Say to this mountain, if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, it's not a mountain, fig tree, cast yourself in the sea, remove yourself. So he was actually, in figurative speech, saying to the disciples, now you practice what I teach you. Speak life in this tree. And those disciples had the opportunity to perform a supernatural miracle by performing in faith. And a lot of time in our lives we find fig trees which looks like mountains, but it's a fig tree, it's not a mountain. You will not even move a mountain, because a mountain is meant to be. But you can speak to a fig tree in faith if you have the grain of a mustard seed. And now again Yahushua says to the disciples, they want to know, why couldn't they heal or perform a miracle where this child could be healed? And Yahushua says, because of your unbelief. I think as they walked away from the fig tree that day, Yahushua must have thought, your people of unbelief, if you can just hear my voice, my word, the revelation word, and that's why we need to read between the lines when Yahushua is speaking to us. He's actually saying, open your eyes, your spiritual eyes. Take off that glasses, that spectacles of dogma and theology. Put it aside and read what the word says. See what I want you to do. Speak to the fig tree in your life. You might be sick this morning. You might need a touch from Yahushua. But Prof, you don't know my problem. This is the problem. All you see is your problem. You don't see the deliverance. You don't see the miracle. You see this mountain in front of you. Prof, you don't know what I'm going through. The Bible says, because of your unbelief. Somewhere Yahweh is speaking to somebody, and you need to believe him as if it is a grain of a mustard seed. Small, tiny, little seed. Not a handful, one. A grain. He didn't say grains, a grain, singular. And a lot of times we wait for other people to do things for us. Why we need just to step forward and say, and faith, in faith today, I'm getting out of this chair. I'm going to walk to the bathroom. I'm going to walk in the garden. I'm going to do something which I normally don't do. Even if I had two crutches, I will go slowly, but I'm going to walk in faith, believing Yahushua. Why? Because I have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Lots of time, we wait for others to do the things. Where there is no preferences coming to a person. I don't have higher preferences when it comes to the kingdom and Yah and Yahushua. But Prof, you're the professor. Doesn't matter. That's years of studies and education. That's not what it is. It's the willingness to say, I will. I want to, I will. I want to, I will. I want to succeed, I will succeed. And the wonderful thing about all this is that we don't need to perform anything in our own abilities. We perform it in the name of Yahushua. And you say to Satan, go, you are revealed on Golgotha's hill. Your shame has been revealed. You have no authority in my life. Yahushua says unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, he's swearing, Yahushua, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, he shall say unto this mountain, remove hence your under place, your yonder place, and he shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. It's not the professor or the doctor or the pastor or the priest or the reverend or no. It's you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And you not meaning doing this, it's meaning this. And that's why I say, I trust that this ministry is going to grow in strength like never ever before. Yaffa will send people to partner with us to help us carry this ministry and help us support the ministry, because everything belongs to him. We trust, and the Bible says nothing is impossible. We call souls, new souls, in their millions, not thousands or hundreds of thousands, in their millions. Why? Because it's a promise that Yah has given us. Now he says in verse 21st, howbeit the kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. I'm going to say on this time of the study, I don't want to say much about verse 21 before Monday, if it's Father's will, because there's a revelation about the fasting that goes hand in hand with the signs, wonders and miracles, which we don't see, we don't experience. Now a lot of questions is been asked, has Yaffa changed? Has time changed? Why don't we see people getting out of wheelchairs? Cancers being healed. People walking in faith. Times have not changed. The thing is, people had learned to use the internet in the wrong way. And we need to return to the Bible. The truth, the revelation truth of the Bible. I'm just going to stop right here. May this weekend be, may you be blessed abundantly. More than you can handle. Let's use every opportunity to sow the seed of life unto the kingdom of Yahushua. Till Monday, his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.